So I have a question. How are small business owners like us, who are spending 60 plus hours a week working in our businesses and are still struggling to make ends meet, who have no time to spend with family, friends, or the things we value most in life, who feel trapped inside of our businesses and it is consuming our lives? How do we get the freedom to be able to work on our businesses and not in them? That is the question. This podcast will give you the answer. My name is John Nichols, and this is Expansion Code Radio. What's up, everyone? Welcome to today's podcast. My name is John Nichols, and this is Expansion Code Radio. Today, we're going to be talking about purpose, passion, and talents. And I'm just going to start this off by a little story about me, because I didn't even have any earthly idea what my purpose was in life until I was in my early 40s. It was like 42, 43. And the big thing about this is that it's hard. So when we talk about purpose and passion and our talents in life, it's okay if you don't know. It's all right if you're still trying to get there. It takes a long time to develop this. And you have to be purposeful in order for it to happen. And so, and what I mean by purposeful is that means you have to be seeking out what your purpose is in life. And when we started expanding UPS stores, when we started buying more UPS stores, because we went from one UPS store to two, and then we went from two UPS stores to five. We bought a bundle of three UPS stores, basically in two twin, in the cities that were close by to each other. And in doing that, we really had to change our business strategy, our business model, and do some things that were just hard. We had to innovate. And in doing that process, we had to trust other people. And in trusting other people, you have to give something up of yourself. And it's that trust, but you also had to give up that control. And in doing all of this, all these processes, I started slowly realizing what my purpose in life was. My purpose in life was not to be an entrepreneur, which I am an entrepreneur. My purpose in life was not to own a bunch of UPS stores. My purpose in life was not to become a mogul in the UPS stores, which I'm not. But there's several people I know, several UPS store owners that own more than 10 locations. But that wasn't my purpose either. My purpose in life is that God has given me a set of people that I am called to. And I first thought it was the people underneath me, like the people that I hired, my employees. And it's not. And I don't mean people underneath me. I just mean people that I've hired. And that was a very poor choice of words on my part. And I apologize for that. But God's given me stewardship over a set group of people that we employ. But it's bigger than that. Because here's the cool thing about things in life, is that your purpose can change as you grow. And we're going to talk about the difference between purpose, passion, and talents here in just a minute. But as we grow, God had shown me what my first purpose was, and now he's opened up a new chapter in my life and shown me something differently now. And my new purpose in life is to help other business owners, to help other business owners expand to multiple locations, help other business owners grow their current business, help other business owners that are already seeing some success take that to the next level. Because at one point in my life, when I just had one UPS store, we got to a point to where we were stuck and we didn't know what we needed to do to move forward to the next level. And Laurel Langmire, and then the program was called Live Out Loud, was instrumental in us getting past that block and moving up to the next level. And then understanding that we can have a better outreach if we buy more UPS stores. And at the time, I didn't realize what that was. I was just kind of dumb in that. And I didn't really understand what that was. But God showed me. God showed me and Mary Ellen both. And we've had a huge impact on our people, on our tribe, the people I love dearly. And in doing so, it's given me great purpose. And now we're to a point to where it's for me to give a different type of purpose. It's for me to contribute something differently to a different set of people. So let's talk about what the definition of purpose is, what the definition of passion is, and what are talents. I think most people already know what talents are, but purpose and passion are very distinctive. They're very different. Purpose is the reason or the why behind what we do, primarily for others, i.e., do what contributes. That's what we're doing. What are we doing to contribute to other people? Passion is all about emotions. It's the motivations. It's what makes us feel good. Do what we love. So remember, passion is all about the emotional piece. Purpose is all about what are we doing to contribute to others. And it's not us. What are we contributing to us? That goes back to passion. Contributing to us is always about passion. It's when you pull yourself out of the equation and you really start thinking of other people. That's purpose. And here's the thing about it is, where passion can be all over the place and wildly exciting, purpose is much more focused on stuff. Passion can also come and go, whereas purpose tends to be long-term. And like I said earlier, purpose will change as you grow. And sometimes you may be called to one purpose in order to get yourself ready for the next section of your life, and which is a new purpose. It's kind of like going upstairs. You know, you have a purpose as the first rung, right? Your first purpose in life. And then as you grow and you become and you get more passionate about it and you get talents that come along with it, that's the growth piece of it. Then you're able to go to a new passion that was part of your previous passion. I mean, a previous purpose. Sorry, guys. So, and the thing is that passions are always inwardly focused, whereas purpose is always outwardly focused on a greater impact you have on others and your surroundings. So just remember, purpose is impact, is contribution to others. Passion is something that is an emotion which drives you, or not drives you, but is the fire, is the desires inside of you. So passion is about what, purpose is about why, and talent is about how. So let me say that again. Passion is about what, purpose is about why, and talent is about how. And if you don't understand your why first, your what makes no sense. Sometimes we get these confused. What am I supposed to be doing? And, you know, and then how am I supposed to accomplish it, right? But you're leaving out the most important piece, which is your purpose. And that's your why. Why am I doing the things I'm doing? Why do I need to contribute? Why do I need to focus outwardly instead of inwardly? Why are we doing these things? And it's critically important that you understand your purpose first, your why, because it's the most vital piece, okay? So a friend of mine who was looking to start a business asked me if he should do something he's passionate about or something he's good at. He said, you know, which one should I do? Something I'm passionate about, something I'm good at. And in my experience, it doesn't have to be either or question. It is, you know, magic happens when you figure out a way to align your purpose, your passion, and your talents all together. So the purpose in this is your drive, okay? Your passion is the fuel, and your talents make it a reality. So once again, when purpose, passion, and talents align, it is a magical, magical thing. You can do so much in this world if you can get those three things aligned. And like I said earlier, is that when I first figured out my first purpose in life, the cool thing about it was is that it was just a temporary purpose. It was there to help me grow. It was there to get me ready for the next step or for the next chapter in my life. And I remember when I had that vivid awareness piece, that aha moment, that it literally knocked me down. It was the most joyous and confusing thing I'd ever experienced in my entire life. And it was when I figured out that God had been preparing me to do something other, to do something else, because I wasn't ready for the purpose I'm on now, which is to help other small business owners achieve greatness. And in doing this, I just wasn't, you know, I wasn't ready 10 years ago. And it took years and years for me to realize what this was. And then my new passion changed roughly about 4 years ago, 3 or 4 years ago, about 2018. And when I realized that I have the knowledge now, and I have the passion behind it, it drives my purpose. It's the fuel. My passion to help other business owners is my fuel. And I have the talents behind it because of what I've experienced, on how I grew, on how we came to the place we are now. And so it's all about these particular things. Now, I've talked a lot about what's happened to me in my life, but here's the thing is that I'm going to give you some questions for you to figure out what your purpose is in life. Okay. I'm going to give you some questions to ask about what your passion is. And then you need to figure out what talents you have for these, or do you need to go out and learn some things? Because talent isn't everything. Talent is just not everything. Sometimes you need tools to go along with your talent. And when you can have tools and talents together, it works tremendously. And sometimes you have to bring people into your life that have the talents that you don't to fulfill your purpose and get them as passionate as you are about what you're going to do. We are not supposed to go through this world alone. It's all about team. It's all about team. So let's talk about questions to help you discover your purpose. So I've got several of them here, and I'm just going to ask them to you. I'm going to stop and pause. And I want you to really think about these. You can come back and listen to this podcast over. But questions to help you discover your purpose now. Why do I have this gift? Why do I have this talent? Why is it so easy for me to do this while I struggle to do other things? How can I impact the most people? Why do issues like these bother me when I don't care about some other issues? Why am I experiencing this life in this way? Where are my past and present experience saying about my future? Or should I say, what are my past and present experiences saying about my future? Who do I want to impact the most? These are purpose-driven questions that will help you line up what your purpose is in life. Remember, we talked about this just a few minutes ago. Purpose is the reason or the why behind what we do. Okay. So remember that. It is. Passion is about the what. Purpose is about the why. And talent is about the how. So purpose is about why. Okay. So let's talk about a few questions about to help you discover your passion. Because remember, passion has to deal with emotions. And when we deal with our emotions are fleeting. Remember, they come and go. But they do help drive our purpose, though. And when you can have a burning desire and be passionate about that burning desire, it will fuel your purpose all day long. So here's some questions. What things give me joy in life? Which subjects interest me to learn and learn more? What job or work can I volunteer to do for a long time without financial reward? What would I use my time for if I could do something and still get paid? Another good question about, let me finish that. I've got one more question here. It says, what makes me feel in the zone? What do I do very skillfully, easily, and delightful? You can also ask yourself this question, if it goes for purpose too. I've got one more question for purpose, is that if you could do anything in life, say that you were completely financially stable, okay, that you didn't have to do anything, okay, that you didn't have to worry about money, what would you do in life if you wasn't going to get paid for it, but you would do it anyway? That's a great kind of purposeful passion kind of question. It can answer for, and because the thing about that question lines up purpose and passion together, which is really cool. So connecting passion with your purpose or purpose with your passion. So here's some things that you can do to do this. The first one is examine your life. And what stages of life are you in? What can you re-examine your life and your journey? Do a soul search on what your true passion and purposes are. This may require you take some time out of your current schedule and retreat to a place where you can focus on yourself. You can plan this for your next holiday. This is pretty interesting. So me and my wife, we love going to the beach. And it's the funniest thing is that when we go to the beach, we get, and it takes about a day or so in. Now, don't get me wrong. We always work while we're on vacation. It just happens. It's one of these things that I just really can't turn off. But I'm not stressed while I'm there about things happening. I know I'm on vacation. I know I'm there to relax. And that's what I do. Because when I go to the beach, I just want to go to the pool. I want to lay in the chair or get in the pool and I want to just hang out and not do anything. I don't want to go do excursions. I don't want to run around. I don't want to do any of that stuff. I don't need to be entertained. My life is so busy as it is right now that I don't need any more entertainment in my life. I just want to be left alone and I want to decompress. And whenever I get relaxed and start decompressing, it takes a day or two for me to get into this. The next thing I know is that my creative juices start flowing again. And I'm really able to reexamine the things in my life, what's going on. And it's the craziest thing. Me and my wife come up with so many crazy solutions for our problems in our business when we're able to pull ourselves out of it, get first into a relaxing state of mind, and relieving some of the stress, and then just hanging out and doing nothing. I end up reading while I'm there. Me and my wife both read, and we just kind of hang out, and we really don't do much of anything. And then after a couple of days, we get into it, and then next thing you know, we're talking about business, and we're doing things. And the cool thing about this is that it all starts on examining my life. But I have to get to a place of what I call serenity to where I can start this process. The next thing is begin to live with conviction. When you figure out what your passion and purpose are, let it reflect on your life. Begin to live every day with your new conviction. Let it reflect in how you spend your time, what you read about, what you talk about, what you devote yourself to. Begin to see things through life in the lens of your new conviction. And so I love this. And so whenever I figured out this new passion of mine, and it's to help other people. So I've got the purpose, right? I know what my purpose is. Now it's the passion and the talent behind it, you know. And so I have to go back and be like, okay, so what and how? And the thing is that if you start living out the what and how, once you find out your why, that's your conviction. It's really cool. The next one is redirect your passion. To connect your passion with your purpose, you might have to begin to redirect your passion. This is because you might not be using your energy and abilities on the wrong things. You may need to redirect them to what your purpose is. Lots of times we are passionate about things, but they're not our purpose. You know, I'm passionate about all kinds of things in life, but I do not let it take away from my purpose. You know, I'm passionate about my kids. I'm passionate about my wife. I'm passionate about my businesses. Right? I'm passionate. I'm a capitalist, folks. I'm passionate about making money. I really am. But I do not let that passion overshadow the realistic thing is my purpose is helping other entrepreneurs, other business owners, people that are already living life and been in business for a while. That's the people I'm called to, because I remember being stuck and not knowing who to call, being stuck and not knowing where to go, being stuck and being frustrated. And so that there's the thing is that, you know, when I redirect my passions into this right here, then I get productive. The next one is embrace the new opportunities. And here's the weird thing about that is that when you have a purpose, opportunities will be attracted to you, and they will come out of nowhere. And it's one of those things is that you have to be willing to grab hold of those opportunities. Even if you may not know the how, you still have to grab onto those opportunities. So here, I'll give you a prime example. So in my UPS store, my first UPS store opened up was Lenoir City. And in this one location, we really started doing a lot of printing in this location. We were probably doing about, $10,000 to $12,000 a month. And I mean, and for some people, that doesn't sound like a whole lot. But in the UPS store world, as far as printing goes, there's quite a bit of money. And so I kept having people ask about wide format printing. I kept getting inquiries about doing wide format. I didn't know anything about wide format. So what did I do? I did the research on what kind of printer I needed and the types of material. So I went and got educated on this, at least on the product itself. And then I started pre-selling 6 weeks out before I got my printer. I started pre-selling wide format jobs, things that didn't have to happen right then, but that people had events coming up that they needed stuff for. And then I started doing, how to use this printer. What materials, what media did I need to put in there to make yard signs or banners or do blueprints, whatever people were asking me for. And so as soon as we got the printer in, I turned around and paid for that printer in 1 week, because I had already pre-sold jobs for it. And we made about $4,000 the first week it came in. And we had stuff, because I had just jobs lined up. And we just went to printing and producing these jobs. And when we were doing these jobs, it was the craziest thing in the world. And next thing I know, I made $4,000 and I had paid for my printer in 1 week. So that there is, the thing is that you have to brace new opportunities that come. I seen that people were asking for this. And so I went and I grabbed that opportunity and I fulfilled it. And so embrace new opportunities. Then the last one is make major adjustments. And the thing is to really express fulfillment in your life, you need to make major adjustments. You might affect your current career path or what else you're involved in. There is no price that is too much to pay to earn yourself the kind of life that you truly deserve. So make some major adjustments in your life. And these can be hard. And the first major adjustment that you need to make in your life is that you need to believe in you. And once you believe in you, sky's the limit, folks. Well, thank you so much for being on this podcast today, guys. Thank you so much for listening. And folks, I will see you on the next one. Thank you so much for joining me today and listening to this episode. Hopefully, what I shared with you will help you in your business journey as we share to help others expand their minds, businesses, and profits. If this episode did help you, be sure to share it with someone else that you know that it will help. We can only achieve our mission if we share it with others and always give first. I hope I can also help you even further by sharing my resources. It is a page that contains all the digital assets we use to expand our business and to help us free up time. The great thing about this page, it is completely free. Just go to resources.expansioncode.com to get your free access. Thank you again for tuning in, and have a fantastic day, my friends.